cracked open a window.
What did this come from?
His grandmother, Alda. When she went to school at Piney Grove. Did you look at the back? I wrote what she had on the back of it. After I framed it up.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
he really had a great memory, as Bill's mother did. And
right.
They were real good right. to identify.
I know it. So I've got to get, I got to do something.
Pictures,
right?
Possessions, so they wouldn't. Label it. Well, as they got older, they had time.
Right.
You went out. You're not going out the front door in a second.
He did, so we got to get them open somewhere, and I'll have to get the order to do it tomorrow. About 9. Okay, bye-bye.
So you say your grandfather was from Tipton County, and your grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
Same place?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the Murphy bed?
Yeah.
I'll let you go out.
He was a carpenter, and as everyone back there, he also did carpentry work.
Schooling was like?
No. Now my Dad was Brighton, yeah, Tennessee, 1891. Mason. Then his father was the one, the last one there. Who had graduated from college. In fact, he graduated in what, 18? I got his diploma.
Do I have it?
Well, did we send those to?
No, I haven't. His cousin
wanted some photostats.
But we can't. Got any good ones? I'll find it, Bill.
1854, I believe, was when he graduated from Erskine College, which is a small Presbyterian school over at Due West, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Don't trip over that. I nearly did come down.
Oh. That's all right.
Yeah.
Due West.